traffic's just getting really thick now. I'm getting up here near River Road on 85. Traffic's starting to thicken up a little bit.
I saw a little article that said they were bringing back the Chevelle. Have you heard anything about that?
Anything official. I would love to have my 70 Chevelle back, but I'm like you. I have seen different articles and stuff. I've seen the Chevelle. I've seen the Nova. I've seen two, three different stuff that they're talking about bringing back, but I don't know any truth to it. Then I've also heard that they're bringing back the Firebird under the Oldsmobile badge, but I, like you said, you see so many different stuff, you don't want to believe until you actually see it.
What I saw showed a Chevelle with a 575 in it.
That'd be pretty cool. It's probably something that somebody's put together, or maybe, you know how that AI stuff is now. But they would probably sell something like that, you know, if they did it right, you know. They would probably sell it, well, of course, depending on the price. But I think they'd sell.
Last year they made the Trans Am. That thing got good gas mileage on the interstate. If you keep your foot out of it, I can pull 29 off of it.
They're pretty neat cars. I've had my Chevelles and my Camaros. I had a 67 Z28 that had the DZ302 in it, and that's one of the ones I miss. Isn't the Chevelle I miss the most out of all the hot rods I've had. But, kids come along, they need a roof, need food, you know how it goes.
You gotta wait. We were at a little car show the other day, the American Legion or whatever, and they had a 69 somewhere in there, and they wanted $44,000 for it.
I was watching Barrett Jackson, I don't know, probably a year or so ago, maybe 2 years. They were a Chevelle, the twin to mine, more or less. Went across there, it sold for like $110,000, almost cried.
He knew back then for what, about $3,000?
Area. And when I sold mine, I got a, you know, I got what the car was worth. It was in good shape. It was a LS6454, 4-speed. And I got what it was worth. That was in the early 2000s. But now that car's like quadrupled in price, value, whatever you want to call it.
It's hard to find one. I mean, my wife would like to have one, but I need one that was, you know, with a straight drive, and you can't hardly find one of those, one that somebody hasn't, you know, modified the inside to make it all modern.
Granted, I'd rather see one modified or whatever you want to call it, resto-mod, than, you know, thrown in the junkyard. But yeah, the original ones are hard to find. Now, I'm like you, I like the original ones more so than anything, but I'd rather see one resto-mod than thrown away.
What I like on it is that, I don't know what they do to it to give it a little bit taller stance, but you look good like that.
I know what you mean. Mine, it and the Camaro were both pretty much all original. What's funny is that Camaro, you take it in show, and had a thing, you know, telling, you know, you got 302 cubic inch engine. People just kind of look at it funny. 302, they didn't realize what that engine was. You know, factory V-stroke 327 that was built for the Trans Am series. And the Camaro was built for it to compete with the Trans Am series against the Mustang and stuff. But that was a mean little engine. 4-inch bore with about a 3-inch stroke would rev really high. And I'd love to build a version of it to put in like a late 70s Corvette or something like that and put about a 5-speed manual transmission behind it. I mean, I think it'd scream.
Yeah, it said 302, and I was thinking Ford because I've had the 302 in a pickup truck. It was a pretty good little motor.
The 327, and de-stroked it using the 283 cranking rods, and like I said, about a 3-inch stroke with a 4-inch bore. And I mean, I think we'll turn up, you know, 7,000-8,000 RPM without any problems. They were technically only rated for the insurance reasons at 290 horsepower, but damn, things are over 400 horsepower, really and truly.
Well, I'm rolling down to the gate, so I'm gonna have to say 7-3. You have an awesome day. Tell Miss Angela we said hey, and Scott, David, if you guys are still out there, you guys have an awesome day too, and I'll catch you later. KN4 GFW.
same traffic. I'm pulling up here at the hospital. Hope everybody has a good day. Good conversation this morning, guys. I truly appreciate it. Everybody have a good day and be safe. KQ4 is ELE. I'll be clear.